So, a friend of mine, and I'm going to invite you up. This is Anna Harjung. She is awesome. So she's going to be sharing her snapshot with us this morning. And this is something that we've, kind of been in the practice of over the last number of years, just hearing from different voices within our church, within our congregation, of hearing how God has been showing up. And this can be something where we hear from somebody who is maybe on the other side, and it's more of a picture of, guys, this is what God did and how I saw him. And for others, it's a little bit of, I'm in the midst of this, and here is how I'm seeing God. And maybe it's been in the midst of the last month or the last couple of years. And so, but what we see in that is we're not always living life in a resolved state in our relationships with the Lord. Sometimes we're in the process of. And so Anna's going to be sharing kind of being in that position of how she's been walking through some things, seeking God, and how she has wrestled in the midst of that, and just seeing God through that. So if you want to give Anna a welcome, I was going to say a high five, but that's kind of like a little far. she's going to be sharing a little bit of her story. I don't know how much of this you want to, a little bit of poetry. She's a poet. You're going to know it. Okay.
There you go. I'll take this. Okay. Hi, guys. I'm Anna. I'm a senior here. I'm an English major, which is why you're going to be listening to some poetry. So enjoy. So God has undertaken a pretty large construction project in my heart over the past 4 years here. So I'm just going to be vulnerable and share a little bit of that with you guys, not to make you feel uncomfortable, but just to admit that that quiet voice in the back of my mind, saying that I'm not enough, has had control over me. And I know that loneliness is isolating, so I just want to address you, the people that have also felt that. So I hope that you guys are encouraged, and I would love to talk to anyone afterwards if they are currently feeling this. Also, heads up, so I process life best through a smorgasbord of poetry and prose and scripture. So my snapshot is going to reflect the pages of my journals. So sorry if you don't like poetry, suck it up. You're going to like it. Okay. Picture dirt, dusty, rocky dirt, where flowers once bloomed. Left uncultivated, a beautiful garden has been robbed of its color, of its life. Instead of allowing the gardener to water and prune, the garden hardened itself and rejected his help. Psalm 42:1 says, "As a deer longs for water, so my soul longs for you, God. Even though my soul knows for whom it longs and where it can be satisfied, it thirsts and follows mirages, visions of what I need. Pools of acknowledgement, acceptance, rivers of love and friendship dry up, evaporate, fail to quench my thirst." Fellowship has not been easy for me to find. Often I feel like an unnecessary addition to large groups. People-pleasing tendencies turn me toward relationships for validation, and friends have other friends, other commitments, other lives. I swing back and forth between bold confidence and crippling insecurity. In my moments of deepest vulnerability, I have felt the sting of rejection turn to a vice grip around my throat. Insecurities are my weeds, finding sustenance and life in the silence after I speak, glance that doesn't register me, short comment directed my way. They spread through me, choking, suffocating any blooms trying to peep up. Life is extinguished again and again and again. This garden is overgrown, dead. Maybe if I were better, everything would be better. Am I loving enough? Kind enough? Am I enough? Am I pretty, skinny, funny, edgy, smart, a good writer? Am I enough of anything to stand out? It's easy to feel worthless when I find my self-worth in others. Psalm 61:2 says, "When my soul is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." I have cried out in desperation, begging for forgiveness for making relationships an idol, humbly asking God to somehow show me that he loves me, and trusting him to fulfill the ache in my heart that tells me I'm unlovable. Psalm 91:15-16 says, "They will call on me and I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will deliver them and honor them. With long life, I will satisfy them and show them my salvation." God has been consistently good to me as I've struggled with loneliness in college. He has mended my heart over and over again, filling me with peace in those dark moments where insecurity takes hold and by placing people in my life to demonstrate his love. Earlier this spring, a list of reasons and ways in which I'm not enough was just playing over and over in my head. And these specific deficiencies were just strangling me. I couldn't catch my breath as I gave into them and wept alone in my apartment. I had to write them down so I could get them out of my head, compartmentalize them, and push them away. Because that always works, right? That's the best thing to do. There's nothing like half a page of filled with your deepest insecurities and fears glaring up at you. But in that quiet moment, God reminded me of my identity in him, of his character, and of the promises that I can trust in and stand on. I have spent the past year and a half asking, begging for an intimate relationship with him, begging him to reveal himself to me. So I started writing the scriptures that he has given new meaning, words of encouragement from people I love, answered prayers, and freedom from sin that he has rooted out. That list was three times the size of my first. I finished writing that night with dry eyes and a light heart, spirit renewed and confident in who I am in him. Psalm 16:11 says, "You make known to me the path of life. You fill me with joy in your presence." In his refuge, in his promises, in Christ alone, my place is found. I am seen, loved, chosen, set apart, and cherished. Psalm 18:19 says, "He led me to a place of safety. He rescued me because he delights in me. He has fought for the dusty desert of my heart and filled it with his joy. It's blooming again. He alone can make me whole." Isaiah 58:11 says, "The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail." Thanks.
It's been really cool just to walk with Anna and to hear different pieces of this journey and to celebrate with her and to mourn with her as well. And so I just want to encourage you guys, if you do get a chance, to talk to her. And she's an open book, and God's certainly just using that life through her.